So it seems as though we have a clip. You want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
And now, the whole show's clip of the day.
Well, it's the podcast is getting old now. Trey McBride was on with Bussin' with the Boys, what, over a week ago? We already used one of his clips talking about his Mackey Award and how CSU kind of hinted at him paying for the award, $15,000, or at least paying for the replica. There was more, and I've heard from several CSU fans of the show that have said it wasn't just that. It was kind of the entire podcast that Trey and the host of the show, Bussin' with the Boys, were kind of having fun at CSU's expense. Well, here's another clip that's not necessarily that, but it does talk about, because we always wondered, like, Trey McBride was right around the time of NIL, like the start of the craziness. He wasn't really there, but wasn't really not there. You know, we had NIL. We were doing the Ellison Hubbard show during that time, that year, under Steve Addazio as the head coach. Ellison Hubbard was on with us, so obviously NIL was rolling at the time, but guys weren't really making bank just yet. It's fascinating to listen to this, though, because it also tells you some of the shady parts of college football, because he mentions that there was maybe some money out there, not necessarily NIL. But where was he thinking about going if he did leave Colorado State? Here's a little bit of that from Bussin' with the Boys.
Were you in the NIL world at all?
I had it my last year, but at Colorado State, you know, Man, come on. I didn't make any money, you know. It was there, but it wasn't there, you know. So
did other teams try and get you?
Yeah. So after my second year, COVID, my head coach got fired, and they went to South Carolina with Will Muschamp, and I was going to follow him there because
the staff you committed to that recruited you in high school.
Yeah. Okay. So my tight ends coach, head coach, became the offensive coordinator. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to go to South Carolina, and that was kind of the year before NIL, and they were still going to, you know, give me a little bit, you know, so that was cool. And that, coming from Colorado State, I was like, any money's, you know, going to be awesome. So, and then I ended up staying for some reason, and it ended up working out for me. But I always do wonder, like, what would it have been like to go to a big Power Five where the stands were filled? We didn't lose every game. You know, I bet it'd be pretty cool, but it's all good.
Couple things there kind of stand out. So obviously the coach is talking about, that's Mike Bobo's staff. Mike, thanks, Mike. Really loud. Coach Bobo, they let go of Bobo, kind of a mutual, like, do you really want to deal with this? He was going through health stuff, too. So Bobo moves on. And Trey did enter the transfer portal, and it was Steve Addazio and his staff that talked him into staying along with his brother. Now, they, Trey saying, hey, there, NIL was there, but it really wasn't there. Now, I've got some fun little inside baseball story for you, Michael. We tried, believe it or not, to get the McBrides to do a radio show similar to what we were doing with Ellison Hubbard.
Yeah, but I don't want to say unfortunately. I really like Ellison Hubbard, but we became the hub of Hubbard.
Hubbard was always the first choice. That was dumb. Awful thing that you just said. Ellison was always the first choice because I met him, and he wanted to do a tour of the station and just kind of see how radio worked and everything. And it just so happened NIL had broke that week, so we had talked about it, and Ellison and I hit it off quickly. So it was kind of like, we're kind of friends already. Let's do this. But somewhere in the haze of all of it, we had tried to throw, you know, should we do more? You know, I was like really aggressive with this stuff. I loved the idea of player-led, kind of player-featured shows. And it gives me, it gives me a lot more insight because I'm talking with these guys. The agent, we talked to an agent, Mike. We talked to an agent, and it had to involve both McBrides. And the amount was like triple what we were doing with Big Hub. So I just thought it was funny because, you know, Trey saying like, hey, there was no NIL. Now, again, compared to what we're seeing now where these dudes are bringing in hundreds of thousands of dollars to millions of dollars, it's crazy. But at that point when it just started, I mean, anything might have been better than nothing. And I know for a fact he was doing some NIL deals. I don't know what kind of money he was getting. But doesn't it, you know, based on these two clips that we played the last 2 weeks, Michael, does it not feel like Trey McBride is kind of crapping all over CSU? Does it kind of feel like that?
Yeah, it sounds like he's making CSU sound small time. And, well, yeah, they kind of, in a way, are, because they're not Ohio State and Washington.
Right.
But
yeah, Washington's kind
like
of
the fake, way he's
fake,
saying
fake
it.
Big time is Washington, right?
Washington's huge.
Fake big time. The way he's saying it, like, I don't want him to not tell the truth. That's what makes these podcasts juicy. And I root for CSU. I love following and covering that team. Same with UNC. But if there's a story out there, yeah, I want that. I want to talk about that. That's what we do here. I don't want to spend 3 hours every day talking about how everything's wonderful and great and they have a great stadium and they're going to be so good. But I do find it odd who Trey, who still has a good relationship with CSU from my understanding, has kind of went rogue on these podcasts. He doesn't owe it to CSU. He doesn't owe them anything. He could say whatever the hell he wants. And if he finds it weird that... Yeah, Faith. Yes, that's true. I'll get to that in a second. If he found it odd, like we all did, that they kind of wanted him to pay for his own award, yeah, that was odd. And so he's going to tell that story. And that's when you get on those podcasts. You can't just get on the podcast and say, you know, yeah, oh, the school I went to is great. The team I play for in the NFL is great. Everything's great. Everything's wonderful. You're probably not going to be asked to do a lot of podcasts. Trey McBride's probably going to be asked to be a guest on a lot of other things now. Because a lot of the things that... Now, he said a lot about his time with Arizona so far. But what I'm latching on to is his time with CSU. And between the award thing and airing it out there that they... Because they have the award now. Kevin Lytle confirmed. The replica of the Mackey Award is in the trophy case. So somehow they earned the money. They earned the $15,000 to get the replica trophy, which is crazy that they do make you pay for it. Your player wins the award. I think the school and the player should each get it. Just get it. That's the NCAA. That's, Lord knows they make that in 2 minutes off of fines and crap that they put schools through. So I think if there's an award won, the player should get it and the school should get it. If you want to order more copies outside of that, then you got to pay for a replica fee. But I think each party should get the award for free.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. It's a team game. You should, as the school... You're a part of the team. You are the team.
Well, it's a recruiting tool for the team. It's a great honor for the player to have it. Yeah, Faith texting in. Stop clicking the text line before I do, Michael, because I can't tell if they've been read. Stop. Stop trying to be host over there. You're barely button pusher.
I am a co-host.
Faith says, good Lord, dumb moment here. Is Big Hub Ellison Hubbard? I'm a layer listening, so just... Putting this together, don't cancel me. In my defense, I'm not a CSU fan, and I follow them some because I live here, but not super familiar with players. My bad, Big Hub. I did know that name, just didn't know, didn't put two and two together. Yeah, Big Hub is, and what Big Hub doesn't even live here anymore. He lives in Georgia. He's doing his media thing, man, and he still listens to this stupid show that's only gotten worse, but he still listens to it. That's how cool it has been to be. You know, keep that relationship with Big Hub over the years.
She said later listeners instead of layer. Oh, I thought she was saying she's
a later. I thought she was saying she's a layer listener too. Like she's finding the layers of the show because it is a very smart, sophisticated show.
No, I mean, obviously. She's a very layered, deep individual.
Well, I thought other than that, but no, she's saying later. She's listened late, so she didn't listen during those times. But it is a smart, sophisticated show.
I was thinking either that or she's a lawyer.
And that's why this show is not smart and sophisticated. What? Why did you think she was a lawyer?
Well, it says I'm a layer, and I thought, oh, maybe she's a lawyer.
You've met her before. You know
she's smart enough to be a lawyer.
But no, I'm just saying, you know she's not a lawyer. She's told you where she works. She said it out loud. She said
it
in the text line.
You can be a lawyer and not, like, you know, be using your lawyery degree.
Really? You can go around and say I'm a lawyer, even though you're not actually lawyering.
I mean, you can be a doctor and not work in the medical field. Just ask anyone who writes poetry who went to school for 8 years. I'm a doctor.
They call poets doctors? Micah 2.0,
yeah,
is that true?
If you have a doctorate, you can call yourself doctor. And a lot of the people that call themselves doctors aren't actual doctors. They just have a big ego.
I'm trying to track back how we got here. I don't even know.
It's very easy to track.
How?
And you can track it when you download the podcast at 1310kfka.com.
Or on podcasts and Spotify. You can find those available there. Yes, to be able to go back. Because, again, this is a layered show. I think when people listen to the episodes multiple times, they find new things. And they're like, wow, that was insightful. Not so much from you on that side.
Well, that's because my layers are really deep. They're really hard to break through and understand because I'm super layered.
Oh, I have a hard time understanding you 98% of the time. Do you have a problem with Trey McBride coming out doing this? Or are you kind of like, you know what?
I have a bit of a problem.
I'm trying not to.
The way he's saying it, it makes CSU sound like small time. And yet they're not the biggest school, but he's making them sound small time. And they're not small time, they're medium time.
Yeah, they're medium time. I saw Justin Michael, DNVR, wrote a story about, what was the adage he said? Something like, sometimes when you have a plant that's not growing in your house, like a house plant, you just, the solution to helping it grow is just move it in the house somewhere else where it's getting better light, whatever. He suggested that's what maybe is going on with CSU, that moving CSU from the Mountain West to the Pac-12 might be the move that actually helps this plant flourish.
And now there are three legitimate schools. Oh, yeah, that's right. Point. Four legitimate schools in the Pac-12 instead of 12.
Elaborate.
You have Washington State Community College. You have Oregon State.
I hope the Pac-12 just kills.
I hate Washington State. You have CSU and you have Boise.
Does Washington play any Pac-12 teams? They play Washington State, don't they?
They do. They play them every year, and that's the right thing to do.
I'm rooting for them to just beat the living hell out of them. I have no clue about Washington State, but I know what I'm rooting for.
I'm rooting for Washington State to come in second every year in the, quote, Pac-12.
Speaking.
You want CSU to be first, but you want the team that you play to also be very good. So when you beat them, that makes your record
better. I know.
It's part of the formula.
You're not as layered as you think. Yes, the formula. I know the formula. It's not that deep. It's not as deep as you think.
The formula is layered.
It's not layered. A team that you beat, you want them to be good because it makes your win over them look better. It's not that deep.
But there are more layers to it. I'm very layered.
People give me crap for that take, by the way. Because I always say, if you're a CSU fan and you play CU, win or lose against them, you should be rooting for them to win the rest of their games. And CSU fans can't stomach me for about 24 hours. CU fans can never stomach me. But I actually root for both of those teams when they're not playing each other.
Yeah, because it makes your record look
better. I used to root for my pick. Now I root against Coach Prime when he's going up against CSU. Coach Prime's just kind of Coach Primed out. Yeah.
He's not in his prime anymore.
Did you know he's not in the new NCAA video game?
Did he want more money?
They don't pay coaches to do this. They pay the players.
Oh, so his likeness can't be in there. They have some generic blob of a coach.
Was he in the last one? I didn't get the last one. I got the one before that. And once I won the national championship with CSU, and then got hired away to LSU and obviously won the national championship there, I retired. It was too easy for me. I had it on the hardest level. I didn't play online, though. That might have been a different story.
I'm not good at video games, so
after
the fifth interception, I would turn off the game.
Well, I always figure out the cheat codes. Not a cheat code, but I always figure out two or three plays that I just know are going to work 90% of the time. You get one fast slot receiver, drag him across the middle, he beats everybody 90% of the time, and it's a guaranteed first down, probably 30-plus yards, decent chance it's a touchdown. Once I figure that out, you always have it in your back pocket. And once you figure out a glitch in the game, it ruins the game. So I decided not to buy it last year. I didn't buy Madden for the first time last year either.
Don't they say that Madden is the same thing for 2 years, then they come up with something new?
Pretty much the same thing for like 10 years.
So it's basically like
the updated rosters.
Madden S, and then
it's basically just you buy it because everyone else is buying it, and you play it because, you know, if you're going to go online, no one's playing the 24 version. They're going to be playing the 25 version. So that's why you buy it. My wife always gives me crap. She's like, why are you buying this game? It looks the exact same as last year. I'm like, because I like to play it on. I like to play Madden online against real people. And
how good are you compared to real people?
Depends on the day.
Depends on the day or depends on the talent?
Both. So what I play is a version of the better you do, you know, whether you win or you score touchdowns, you get coins to use, and you go buy player cards. So you can upgrade your players every time. So you can get like a Champ Bailey, a 90. Get him at a 90, and suddenly you've got Champ Bailey. It's like old school players, too. So much fun. So much fun. But when you realize you're playing against 12-year-olds and they're talking trash to you, it's a little demoralizing.
Just say, respect your elders, young man.
Anyway, Brett McMurphy posted that Colorado's Deion Sanders asked about not being in the latest video game. He said, if I'm not in the game, they're probably not paying enough. Well, they're not paying any coaches to be in the game. EA Sports pays eligible college football players a base rate of $1,500. It did go up over the years. Plus a free deluxe edition copy of the game. EA Sports does not pay head coaches directly for their likeness, as coaches do not have a centralized union to negotiate collective licensing deals. Like, why, dude, you're making a lot of money. Why not just do it?
Not that difficult.
Just say yeah. People want to buy it because they are obsessed with Coach Prime. It's like that scene in Jerry Maguire. Did you see Jerry Maguire?
I did.
Where the kids are trying to get the baseball player to sign an autograph on a card. And he looks down at the card and he goes, sorry, kids, I only sign this brand of card. I can't sign that one. And this kid's like, they just like look dejected. That's like Coach Prime. Sorry, kids. I didn't get paid my $1,500 to be listed as the head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes.
I want to know who the head coach is. Like, do they have?
Oh, it's just
some
a generic just looking generic person. Yeah, like Bill Belichick would never do these. He would never sign off to be on Madden. Michael Jordan used to not. He would never be on the NBA games. I mean, I guess you protect your brand at all costs.
I hope don't they give put away anything one of those for free. Minecraft type characters as the coach.
I don't know what that is.
It's a game that children enjoy. You build worlds.
And how often do you play this?
I don't play it at all. I didn't find it enjoyable.
24 minutes after the hour.
They do have Minecraft Lego sets.
Where do you go from that? Where do you go from that?
Go to a commercial break.
Yeah, you go to a commercial break. The Pac-12 is going on a commercial break. They are not doing media days. Of all the conferences in all the lands to not do a media day, you wouldn't think it'd be the Pac-12 because they have some splaining to do. So we'll talk about that coming up next.
Teams, no parades.
No!
What's next for the Nuggets and the Avalanche this offseason? Keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for the latest.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Wouldn't you think of all the conferences that it would be a reemerging / new conference? Because that's what we're calling it. Pac-12 is a new conference. Wouldn't you think media days for them this year, among above all years, would be the most important to have?
Maybe they don't have all their stuff together, and they don't want.
Well put, Michael.
Coach is saying this thing, but that's not correct.
Well, they want to probably make sure that they're all on the same page with their financials, what the TV deals are ultimately going to yield, that kind of thing. But no, the Pac-12, every FBS conference is getting set for its media days, except for the Pac-12. Like, they're starting now, right? Like, isn't, can you, Big 12's going on right now, isn't it? Didn't it start? Can you Google that? I know you were Googling Herbie Unloaded or whatever, the movies you were interested in.
I did not like any of them, and I only saw one. Apparently, there are like seven.
And yet, it took us on a five-minute journey. It was worth a five-minute conversation during the break. With poor Micah 2.0 back there. And yeah, anyway, Big 12 Media Day is going on right now. Is that right? Bueller?
July 7th.
That's today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's happening right now. So college media days.
They have something July 8th.
It's like they start getting the coach, because Coach Prime's probably talking about not being on the video game now because they're not paying enough, whatever. Now, there's media members. Now, for the record, we've always been invited to go to like the Big Sky media days, the Mountain West media days. I just never go. I get the information here. I'm not a writer. I don't need to go there. I got my Kevin Lytle. I've got several. I got my coach for UNC. I can talk to Ed Lamb about all that stuff. So we just don't go. But I still like to see the information that comes out, whether it's goofy or whether it's actually kind of intense. And this is the most crazy time surrounding the NCAA right now, especially for the Pac-12. And they've decided to not have a media day. Hell, they had a media day when it was just the two of them, Michael. They had the day when it was just Oregon State and Washington State, they had their own media day, and it was kind of fun. They made it more of like a casual, we're having cocktails and reporters can kind of just hang out. It's not a serious thing. It's just two teams. That was awesome. I kind of liked that. Just make it something different, not stuffy where we're just going to interview and ask, everyone's going to ask the same questions over and over again. So I just found it kind of odd. I know our guy, Kevin Lytle, posted, because he goes to these, and he posted it. He thinks it's a nothing burger. He thinks this is the way of the future for these conferences, that more conferences will stop doing this. I think now more than ever, it's important to hear where conferences stand on realignment, NIL, transfer portal, their upcoming seasons, the teams in their conferences. I mean, I think like the Big Sky Conference, they have a media day. There will be no Pac-12, who is welcoming six new members this season. Pac-12 Senior VP and Deputy Commissioner Rick Hart told Front Office Sports last month, "We could have done one. We talked about it. Those are expensive." That's not a good look.
Are they a real conference? Not anymore.
They're a real conference. I just think that this is not a great look. They're not willing to really talk about the financials. Teresa Gould was asked about that.
Because they have a lot of questions themselves.
Well, they probably don't have the kind of money they thought they were going to have at this point. That's my guess. So Hart went on to say, traditionally, you spend a lot of money. You bring everybody together for two or three days. You disrupt camp or whatever's going on. Well, first off, there's no camp going on right now. It's workouts. You know, players are still going to be working out and doing their thing. I don't know that that's a big disruption. Camps don't start, I don't know, till August, traditionally. They call it fall camp, but it's summer. But those don't start until August. So I thought that was odd. He went on to say, maybe you get the media there, maybe you don't. Maybe you get 72 hours of publicity alongside all the other leagues that are doing media days. It's pretty noisy. There's a lot of static. And then everybody moves on. True, but there's also sometimes coaches call their shots in these things too. I mean, Coach Prime, we already got some video game talk from Coach Prime. What's more riveting than that? They are going to, instead of a media day, according to sources speaking to Front Office Sports, the Pac-12 will spend money saved on other promotional events throughout the upcoming season. Wonder what those will be. I guess it's kind of whatever, but I just thought for this year especially, there's a lot of people with questions because it's the relaunch of the Pac-12. They changed their logo. They got new teams joining forces with them. They had a lawsuit going on with the Mountain West. Yahoo Sports writes, who is this? Is this Manny Soloway writes that if the Pac-12 wants to be seen as a power conference, it should act like one. Smaller conferences with much lower ambitions, like Conference USA and the Sun Belt, have found the money for a media day. To be clear, a media day will not determine whether the Pac-12 succeeds. It does not really matter if the Pac-12 acts like a Power 5 conference. It just needs its schools to perform well on the field. Yeah, but PR is part of the business. I found it odd that they're not doing it. Is it a major issue in my mind? No, not a major issue, but it doesn't sound like big boys. You know what I mean?
Sounds like they don't have money. Sounds like they don't have their stuff together. They got the P, but now they're not doing the R.
Mm-hmm. Good job. Good job, Mike. You proud of that one?
Public relations.
I know.
Relations with the public.
I know what you meant.
They know the public exists. The public know they exist. There's just no relations right now because they're not a very good conference.
I hope it's not a joke, that this whole Pac-12 thing's not a joke. I hope it works out. I'm rooting for it.
I hope so, too.
I know. You're kind of rooting for it.
Well, I am, because I need Washington State to be good. Because of
why?
I'm rooting for CSU.
Because of why?
Well, because it's a part of the formula.
Part of the formula.
Washington State plays Washington. Yep. Oregon State plays Oregon. You need those two schools to be good.
They do have Oregon State on the schedule?
Oregon has Oregon State on the schedule.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, yeah.
That's their deeper Civil
part,
War game.
The deeper part of the... I was talking about Washington. It is what it is. It's not the end of the world, but part of me wonders, is it money related or is it that, like we said at the start of the segment, that they don't have all their ducks in a row? They don't want to field questions about how much money they're actually going to be making in their media deal. They don't want to field questions about the lawsuit that's done now, but don't want to field questions about the battle between the Pac-12 and the Mountain West. Is that perhaps why they all agreed, let's just not do it?
Is Utah State a part of the Pac-12?
Yes.
Then I am rooting for Utah State as well.
It's all the states on the football side. See if I can get it right. How many are there? There's five new members?
It would have to be six.
Six. Six new members. Colorado State, Fresno State, San Diego State, Utah State, Boise State, and Texas State. All the states.
Plus Washington State and Oregon State. So,
well,
yeah.
I'm saying the new members.
Call it the state conference.
Well, in basketball, Gonzaga's in there. So that kind of throws things off.
Well, they shouldn't call it state at all because there's no state.
They should.
Out there.
They should change it, though. Since they're in the Pac-12, they should change it. Even though there's no state, they should change it. Gonzaga State. You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they should. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. All right, coming up next, we'll put the finishing touches on Sean Payton's thing in ESPN this morning. Also, Nikola Jokic and what he said, certainly encouraging Nuggets fans, but we still don't know what that means for the future, for the immediate future of this offseason for the Denver Nuggets that has been very quiet, save for the rumors surrounding LeBron James and his possible signing up to be a member of the Denver Nuggets. 1:39 the time. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Hole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I want to thank Interior Sprinkler Systems. Hey, they were a big sponsor of ours for the Greeley Stampede ticket giveaway, so we really thank them for hooking us up there. Check them out online at interiorsprinkler.com. Sprinkler installation, fire extinguisher inspection, kitchen hoods, paint booths, fire alarms, and more. They're all about fire suppression and safety. Interiorsprinkler.com.
Well, if they're about fire suppression, they shouldn't sponsor the show because you're always on fire.
I want to be happy with that. I do, Mike. I do. I get where you're going.
Interior sprinklers.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Good job. Good job. That was well done. Well, are you proud of that one? Proud of that
yes.
one?
Yes.
Yeah. They should be a sponsor. They are a sponsor.
Well, no, but they're always going to put you out because that's their thing. You're on fire and they're going to be like, no.
You actually might be the fire extinguisher of the show, actually. Yeah. will be on fire with the topic, and then you come in with something like that, and yeah, you should go work at Interior. No, they probably, yeah.
I have quite a mastery of the humorous yawn. Let's both revisit the birth of the Doily Cot Opera Company.
Oh, Buzz Killington, also a.k.a. Michael Kirkpatrick, the 467th. Sean Payton's thoughts documented here, this ESPN story. We kind of hit that earlier today. Big takeaway from that was that he kind of pushed for Bill Belichick to coach the team, to be the head coach while he was the offensive coordinator, just until Belichick could get his 15 wins to make him, to put him up above Don Shula in the most wins in a coach career history there. Odd thing, but my takeaway is actually that it's kind of a little endearing, I suppose, showing that Sean Payton could be willing to take a step back. And I, you know what, he doesn't seem like he'd be a joy to work with, but I will say I didn't think he and George Payton were going to work out. I didn't think that power struggle was going to be, was going to go in George Payton's favor. Those two have actually worked well together. I didn't think there was any way possible he would give up play calling duties to Davis Webb. He did that. So actually, my main takeaways, have not read the whole thing, don't think I will read the whole thing, but my main takeaways are that, yeah, while difficult, Sean Payton is about the ultimate prize at no matter the cost, and that's to try to win football games and put his team in the best position possible to win a Super Bowl. Is that going to be this upcoming season? Michael sure thinks so. I think it's going to be a hell of a schedule. Those first six games are going to tell us almost all we need to know about these Denver Broncos. I believe so.
Going to be a great season for the Broncos.
I think it'll be a good season for the Broncos. As we get closer to that, we'll give full predictions. Michael, we won't bother with yours. We already did. We did a full segment of you predicting the Broncos winning every single game. Boy, that was riveting stuff.
I mean, I got the faith. I got the orange blood.
You do.
Drinking the orange Kool-Aid.
Where's the blue? Just orange? They got blue in there.
They do have blue. The cup is blue.
Well, also news, Joker saying, hey, my plan is to finish my career with the Denver Nuggets. So last week with the report that came out that he would wait to sign, does certainly sound like it was more of a financial thing. Is there any leverage play by Joker? I'll tell you this. He's going to have a lot of leverage, more leverage than any player's ever had next season, at the end of next season, because he technically will be a free agent. He's going to decline his player option, and for a however many hour long stretch, he will be, and it's a scary thing to say, he will actually be a free agent. So hopefully he's a man of his word, which you believe he is, he always has been, and will re-sign with the Nuggets next offseason.
What if he waits till midnight, the night before? Like as soon as it happens, as soon as he's a free agent, he signs it.
That would be good. Be dramatic, but it'd be good.
What if he does a whole LeBron thing?
No, he's not
going
to do
a bunch of cameras around him.
He's not going to do that.
Oh, look at me.
No, he won't do anything like that. 48 minutes after the hour. What did we learn, if anything, coming up next on the whole show? Keep it here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
On the skies this summer. Hear Denver and Front Range Weather's Cody Wilson on the show for the latest local forecast on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
What did we learn on this seventh day of July? We learned that Sean Payton sometimes can be an open book if you are the right reporter. And he did. He opened up a lot that week before the AFC Championship game. If you're bored and want to read this however many page article that was posted to ESPN this morning. Go for it. We also learned that Joker is doesn't sound like he's playing any games. Sounds like he's going to come back. Also, the Pac-12 not doing their media days. I'm sure in a month's time we won't really care, but for now the optics seem a little odd. Michael, what did you learn?
Well, actually, Micah
2.0,
who spells his name wrong back here, did learn something. He learned that when you get Micah rambling, sometimes you get a bunch of weird answers.
Yeah, sometimes. How about all the time?
No. This conversation we had was really weird.
All the time. You have a lot of strange conversations, and that's okay. It's just
because
who you
I'm
are.
I'm a very curious person, and I like knowledge.
You're like Curious George, the curious little monkey, and I must be the man in the yellow hat. Boy, that's a wonderful job of mine. That'll do it for us. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Good night, Northern Colorado.